This is episode 302, recorded December 4th, 2015. Packard pokes at. It's only croc and troll, but I like it. I want to thank Dawkins Dog from the chat room for this week's show title.
Stuff your stocking with Packard pokes at merchandise this holiday season. Give your honey a hoodie. Give your mama a mug of Christmas cheer. Let Packard pokes at help you find that last minute holiday gift. By shopping at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt, you not only fill your holiday shopping list, you help support the show.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining me tonight from the far west coast is Connie, Practical Magic 9.
Hello, hello, hello.
And we've got some really interesting stories for you tonight. How are you doing, Connie, by the way?
Doing pretty good.
Oh,
a little bit of a frog in my throat, but that's okay.
Don't go any near any flies. I'm just saying. Because you'll see a little tongue flicking out, and everybody's going to start thinking that you're a demon or something, and then they'll start bringing in witches and torches and shit, you know.
Well, it's not easy being green. Give me a break.
This is true. This is true. There is a guy, we've talked about him on the show a couple days, weeks ago. He's Josh Fuckstein, Fearstein, whatever Stein, Scamstein. And there was a video that he released just this last summer. Apparently he took it down because he was talking about Cecil the Lion. And then he suddenly switches over to say, let's make the abortion providers, Planned Parenthood specifically, let's attack and go after those doctors. And then he pulled it down right away because I think he had a moment of clarity and said, you know what, I don't think I should actually say that. So, but this is the internet, and on the internet, nothing dies. I mean, I could pull all my content off tomorrow. Somewhere, somebody has got a copy of everything I've said and will be happy to pull it out of their ass to put it against me if I said something really retarded like that. And I wouldn't blame them because he has come out and said, oh, that video was highly edited. And you know what? He's a liar. Duh. There is an edited version of it. But the thing is, that edited version only cut out the stuff about Cecil the Lion, and it just kind of smushed two thoughts together. But you know what? You be the judge. We're going to play both videos. And I'm going to play the video, the shortened, truncated version.
Planned Parenthood has hunted down millions and millions of little innocent babies, stuck a knife into the uterus, cut them, pulled them out, crushed their skull with forceps, ripped their body apart, sold their tissue, and threw them bleeding into a trash bin. I say tonight, we punish Planned Parenthood. I think it's time that abortion doctors should have to run and hide and be afraid for their life.
Now, this was the video that has been going and making the rounds across the internet currently. Since he said that the original video was edited, now I'm going to play the full version. And I do apologize that the video is a little jerky and pausey because I don't have a very powerful computer and trying to do 10,000 things at once on it. It kind of makes the video kind of choppy. But this is the entire video here.
So let me get this right. Tonight, America's crying about an old lion named Cecil that was killed by some dipwad who cut his head off and left his body there. But check this out. Planned Parenthood has hunted down millions and millions of little innocent babies, stuck a knife into the uterus, cut them, pulled them out, crushed their skull with forceps, ripped their body apart, sold their tissue, and threw them bleeding into a trash bin. And you guys are crying about a lion, but what about the babies? You know what I call that? I call that being a hypocrite. I say tonight, we punish Planned Parenthood. I think it's time that abortion doctors should have to run and hide and be afraid for their life instead of some hunter. Both are wrong, but one is a lion. The other are humans. Stand up for humans. God bless. If you agree with me, take a moment, click share on the side of the bottom of this video, like and comment below. If you're not my friend already on Facebook, click my name at the top of the video. Let's be friends. God bless. Have a very, very beautiful day.
And that one is the full untruncated version of his video. And apparently, he still hasn't learned his lesson about holding the video camera up and down. I wish that was his only problem. If that was his only problem, you know, I might give him a pass. But no. As you can clearly see, between the contrast between the two, there was no editing. There was no major editing. The only editing was done was taking out the stuff about Cecil the Lion. Everything else was clear as day. And it doesn't matter what context you try to put that in. That is total asinine. And it is incitement to violence. And thanks to someone that's on Google+, who listens to our show, Fractor Chaos, I believe his name is, he started a petition over at US.gov. There'll be a link here below once it hits YouTube to go and sign. And we're trying to get up to the required signatures to have the FBI investigate this fucker, or at least have the White House respond to it in some way. And at least we'll step on his fucking neck a little bit with the law and say, hey, this is incitement. What you did and said is wrong. And it's about time that you got a little pushback on your ignorance. Connie, your thoughts?
Well, you had also shared in the Dropbox, and we're not showing the video right now, but it was a response video by Feuerstein himself.
Yes.
I counted, and I could be wrong, I counted at least 8 logical fallacies in the video.
Mm-hmm.
Not the one we showed, but another one. No true Scotsman, appeal to emotion, 2 quote, quote, half-truths, argument ad nauseum, straw-manning, begging the question in black and white. I mean, he's all over the map, and yeah. But he's trying to appear very logical and just say, I didn't do this. And he calls it irony when actually his original video comparing Cecil the Lion to abortion doctors was meant to be irony. Well, no, it was just a comparison. It wasn't ironic.
Right.
One real quick,
that he's claiming that since the original video was all chopped up and shit, but he's deleted it off his YouTube account. So yeah. If the video was edited, Feuerstein, Fuckstein, show us the original. Repost the video.
Godless Glenn asked for that. And he said, look, this is what we want. Just go ahead and repost the video.
Yes,
unedited.
He did.
And you know what? You can edit a video. The difference is, are you editing it to make somebody appear to be saying something that they're not? And when you look at the videos that we just showed you, I just have to say you're editing out content that it's a comparison. The comparison was weak. And the fact is, it still does not negate the fact that he's talking about threatening human beings, threatening
right.
doctors. And it doesn't make any sense to me.
Right. And at the end, he says both are wrong. But he wasn't talking about going after Planned Parenthood being wrong. He was talking about saying that killing the babies was wrong and killing the lion was wrong. But going to kill doctors, that's not wrong. He never walked that back. Not once during that video.
No. It's stunning the level of stupidity this man exhibits. And it's what's really frightening is how many followers he has. Like you said, this was either back in March or it was during the summer when he made this video.
Yeah.
It probably was the summer, and it predated. And of course, we can't prove this unless Robert Louis Deere, who just recently went into the Planned Parenthood mm-hmm. in Colorado, unless he states that he was watching Feuerstein's stuff and he was incited to do something. There's not a hard and fast connection.
Right.
But still, Feuerstein's responsible for what he says. And the fact is that there's a lot of people in his base who would take this to mean that it's okay.
Right.
I mean, there's been a huge number of bombings and threats and physical violence against Planned Parenthood since the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
So,
you know, it makes you wonder. It does. And you pointed something out there that, if Deard watched this video and he said that this inspired me to attack Planned Parenthood. I'm wondering, in a legal sense, would that be enough to put Feuerstein away as incitement to violence?
I wish I knew. I'm
a little weak on that myself, so.
Yeah. Some kind of a manslaughter, some kind of complicity, or I really don't know how they would rule that. I wish I did. Yeah. Well, not really. I don't really like to think about this stuff that much, but it's a very fair question. The man should be investigated. I just think that he's way too loose and fast with what he says, and eventually his mouth is going to get him in some huge trouble.
I
don't really wish that on any person, but he kind of is bringing this on himself.
Oh, absolutely. He's bringing this on himself. Absolutely. And quite frankly, I'm just quite sickened with this guy because of the shit he says.
Did you see Creationist Cat on Facebook today?
No.
On a lighter note, with Feuerstein's little pointy haircut, he's trying to look hip like all the kids, right? Yeah, Curiousness Cat said he looks kind of like a Hershey's Kiss.
Oh, no. I could never eat Hershey's Kisses again. Thank you very much.
That's what I said, too. I don't know if I want chocolate now.
Note from Dawkins Doc in the chat room. He says, I think in the UK, the mere statement that somebody should be attacked is a criminal offense or of incitement, whether they get attacked or not. Here in the United States, that's also kind of true, and he should be labeled as a terrorist. Because now this is from the FBI's website, and you can look this up yourself. If you look up for domestic terrorism, it says domestic terrorism means activities with the following three characteristics: involve acts dangerous to human life that violate federal or state law, appear intended to intimidate or coerce a civilian population to influence the policy of a government by intimidation or coercion, to affect the conduct of a government by mass destruction and assassination or kidnapping, and occur primarily within the territorial jurisdiction of the United States, or U.S. And Josh Feuerstein, in that video, violated that as a domestic terrorism. That falls right in there. It says if you're trying to coerce a civilian population to do something, that's exactly what he did. Let's go make Planned Parenthood pay, his exact words. Any last thoughts on this, Connie?
Trevarin was saying, I think the pastors preaching killing gays should get the same treatment. And
yeah.
I'm trying to remember, what's the name of that one?
Swanson.
Wisely? Richard?
I think there's that guy's name was Swanson. I could be wrong.
Oh, there's one. Well, he's here in America, but I'm talking about the pastor who... Well, yes, you're right. Swanson here in America, but there was the one guy who was basically incited the Africans to kill gays.
Oh.
He actually is under investigation.
I'm thinking of. Lively. Is it Scott Lively? That's it.
Thank you, Scott Lively.
That's
Thank
it,
so
Lively.
Much.
Yes. I had to think about it for a second. So, Scott Lively, yeah. I think he is under investigation for that, crime against humanity.
Yeah.
By going over there and getting these people to incite against gay people. And I hope he is found guilty and spends the rest of his life behind bars, never to be seen from again. Take him, throw him in a jail cell, throw the jail cell that he's in into a hole, and throw the hole into a bigger hole, and then bury that hole. Is that possible? Can we do that?
Are we talking about black holes?
Well, that's the black hole's too good for him. We need.
I don't know. According to Stephen Hawking, basically you would stretch out into this really, 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 really long, thin, as you're dying.
Yeah,
that might work.
Yeah, well, it might, but
But well, you know what? We might be inciting hate speech here. We should be very careful.
Yeah, because we all know that because we all know that throwing somebody into a black hole is absolutely feasible.
Damn it, Janet. I love you. Okay.
I guess I was letting my thoughts wander all over the avenue of consideration.
You almost collided with established dogma back at those presumptions.
And tonight we have Deconverted Man video and our 1 minute skeptic. Let's take a listen and see what the question is for tonight.
If you had just one minute,
1 minute,
1 minute to be skeptical, what would you do? What would you say? How would you answer the questions? This is the 1 minute skeptic. Why be good without God?
Why be good without God? I was a Christian once. I used to send telegrams to God whenever I was confronted with a problem that seemed too big to handle by myself. Once I became an atheist, I realized that the messages I sent God was mere extensions of my frustration with my situation and a lack of desire to actually pull finger and work to find a solution to my own problems. Rather than help a person in need, I prayed for him. Rather than apologize for the wrong I did to someone, I prayed for my own salvation. I realized that I used to be a bad person. I never made amends for the wrong I did, and I never helped the person that needed my assistance in a time of crisis. If you, Mr. Theist, tell me that the only reason you don't pillage your town, rape women by the dozens, and drive sharp knives through the hearts of toddlers is a God that promised to burn you in hell if you did, then I will tell you that you are lying. You possess the same quality I do. We all have empathy. If you are adamant about this, though, I would suggest that you stay away from me, my wife, and especially my kids, as you, sir, are a seemingly dangerous human being. My atheism has caused me to look at the world around me through different eyes, and I can honestly say that I'm still the same person that once worshipped a God. Hopefully just a version 2.0. I now see closure with the individuals that can give it to me. I now help those that can't help themselves, and I most definitely have not suffered from guilt for the things that went wrong in my life that remained out of my control to rectify it. So instead of asking, why be good without God, rather ask, why do I need a God to be good?
This has been the 1 Minute Skeptic.
Connie, what do you think? Can you be good without God?
I've actually done it all my life. It's like at the end of The Wizard of Oz, where, you know, wait, is it a Kansas song? It was an America song. You know, mm-hmm. The Tin Man always had a heart. And the Lion always had courage. And the Scarecrow always had a brain. And that was one of the bigger moments for me after I deconverted. I was just thinking about all the time that I thought that God was helping me do these amazing things, you know, to mm-hmm. rise above my circumstances and forgive people or be good or make the right choices. And that was me the whole time.
Yeah.
And also conversely, you know, I didn't have to blame original sin. You know, I just owned the times I screwed up. And, mm-hmm. but, you know, the other point he makes in this, which is kind of glossed over, but I guess that the recent tragedies has me realizing that it's really difficult. We say, I'll pray for you, you know. Mm-hmm. People say it, we don't anymore, but people say, I pray for you when a tragedy happens. And I found that I'm tempted to say, I'll be thinking about you. And I go, well, that's just about as good as folding my hands and praying.
I always say, I say, well, you're going to pray for me, I'll think for you, because apparently you've forgotten how to.
Can you be good without chocolate, Tervars?
Yeah, that's...
No. Absolutely not.
No, I agree. You can't be good chocolate. No, no.
Chocolate.
We need chocolate. Chocolate is a real thing. We need chocolate. God damn it.
Chocolate, bacon, and sorry, High OC Dragon. Not everybody needs bacon. we at least need chocolate. And cheese.
Cheese. Oh, yeah, cheese.
it's, isn't it what's scary when you see these interviews with Ray Comfort and what's his face? They're talking about what would you do if you didn't have God, and they know what they do. We'd be scamming the IRS, we'd be robbing people, mm-hmm. we'd be, you know. I'm like, you're already doing that, aren't you? it's frightening.
Yeah.
I loved how the comment, you know, the person making the video, the careful atheist, you said, yeah, if guess what? You're already good without God. And if you don't know the difference, then mm-hmm. just stay away from me.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I want nothing to do with you. Absolutely. You know, for me, I, of course I can be good without God because I don't have this fear that somebody out there is watching me or I have to be watched. Because if I have to be watched, then that means that I feel like I always have to be good all the time because I'm trying to impress some magical sky wizard that I'm a good person. That makes me feel like I'm less of a human being because I have, you know, something else judging everything that I'm doing. And since I don't believe in a magic sky wizard, then I'm free to be who I am. And being nice to people and helping them is just who I am. I prefer to help people because we, you know, live in a society where we have to help each other to get ahead. Otherwise, we have just total anarchy.
Well, and there's and again, is another point. So often in religion, it's the fear of punishment mm-hmm. that keeps people in line. And it's like, wait, you know, are you really altruistic?
Right.
I think that, what is it, the selfish gene? You know, mm-hmm. was that Dawkins or Hitchens? I think it was Dawkins.
Yeah, it was Dawkins.
Right. I mean, that's really true. I think that it would be really wonderful if we could rise above that. But that's part of self-preservation. So that's okay. It's just
the carrot and the stick.
Yeah. Christians, they are good without God. They don't realize it, but at the same time, religion doesn't really allow people to fully explore that, to really right. think about that, and let their actions truly be driven by, I want to do what's right.
Right.
There's that man behind the curtain.
Yeah. If you think it, you need a book to determine what's good and what's not, then how did you determine what was good? Because and how did your God determine what was good and evil? Because God could turn around and say, okay, killing somebody for X is okay now. And I've had that discussion with religiotards, and they say, well, God wouldn't do that. How do you know? How do you know? Do you know the mind of your God to say that it would never do that? Because according to your Bible, it's your God has done that.
Well, what's the difference? You know, the people who say, well, the Old Testament is the Old Testament. Jesus came and fulfilled that. But you know what? God still told you mm-hmm. in the Old Testament that this is how you deal with sin. It's like Jesus said, I didn't come to abolish it. I came to fulfill it. I'm not ending the law and the prophets. And so it's still valid.
It is still valid. Sorry. Because it also, it's also in Hebrews that the God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So
forever. Yeah.
And forever.
Yeah. So nothing has changed.
Nothing
has changed.
No, yeah, exactly.
Contact us by email at ppapodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter as @PackardPokeSet. Like us on facebook.com/PackardPokeSet. Call our Google Voice and leave a message at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727, and we will respond to it on the show. Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time, join us live at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokeSet. During the show, you can share your thoughts with us by calling 857-216-3200 using PIN number 35368 or on uberconference.com/PackardPokeSet. For links to the stories, visit our show page at PackardPokeSet.wordpress.com. You can help support the show by purchasing merchandise from cafepress.com/PackardPokeSet or make a donation to the show at patreon.com/PackardPokeSet. If you can't afford any money, why not share the show with your friends and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker, and on YouTube. For everyone that shares and rates us,
you kick ass!
One of the things that Christians deny or try to deny people and kind of touch base on it in the first segment there is that they want to try to shut down, especially the ultra-religious groups, want to shut down the Planned Parenthood, which has been around for over 100 years, by the way, just throwing that little tidbit out there, because they do provide some abortions. But it's less than 3% of everything that they do. What they do is they give women mammograms, checkups, things like that. This is done to help women who are, you know, don't have a lot of money. They can't afford to go to a regular doctor. And guess who has the most abortions? Christian women here in the United States. It says that over 70% of the women they surveyed identified as Christian. 23% of those Christian women who have had an abortion consider themselves evangelical Christians. That one was surprising. Over one-third of the women surveyed attended church more than once a week or more. Over half of the women who attended church regularly kept their terminated pregnancy secret from the church community. So when they went in their little church gathering, they didn't tell their friends that, hey, I went to have an abortion because my boyfriend knocked me up, my husband knocked me up, or my lover knocked me up. I don't want my boyfriend or husband to find out, whatever. And the reason why they don't tell anybody in those groups, because they know the second that they do, they become an outcast within their own group. Because they know that if somebody else in their group had it happen to them, they would be the first to be going, you're a sinner, you're sick, whatever, you're evil, because you had an abortion, which is total bullshit. Connie, your thoughts?
Well, it's social suicide.
Or social suicide, yep.
And we're social beings.
Yes, we are.
Well, okay, the first time I ever had a gynecological exam, I was in college. I was already sexually active with my first husband, then fiancé. We had a pregnancy scare, and so I went to the Planned Parenthood clinic at my college town. And I can't say enough good about it. It was a really friendly place, and I got on birth control, and of course I was a poor college student, so I didn't have any money, and, sliding scale, and I kept it hidden. When I came home that summer, my mom was snooping through my stuff, and she found my birth control pills, and I got home one night, and I had a very scary talk with my parents. First time I ever lied to them, and not the first time, but I mean, it was a huge lie, I guess is what I mean. It was a really big lie. And I don't know, it must have been years later, walked in my kitchen with my mom, and she was talking with both my sisters, and said, she looked at me and said, well, you know, Connie, you tell them. And I said, tell them what? And she said, if you had told us that you were actually having sex before you were married, we would have kicked you out and we would never talk to you again.
Wow.
So yeah, you know, the discrimination and the hatred and the shunning that is in, and my parents were nominally evangelical. They were Presbyterian. My mom was going to a Catholic, a GLOW meetings, but yeah, that kind of pressure to hide what you're doing, to hide the whole fact, it doesn't surprise me, because they don't even acknowledge that sex is a natural drive. And it's crazy. They just keep thinking, just say no. They don't understand basic human relations and biology. And so, yeah, no, it's no freaking wonder, because it would have to come out, you know, that, yeah, you're pregnant. You're a teenager. You're pregnant. You're a college girl. You're pregnant. You're a wife and your husband, and you stopped having kids a while ago. I don't know. If it comes out, who's really the father of this child?
Mm-hmm.
And it's maddening. It's maddening. And what gets me too, in relation to this study, the Jean Marcinis, who is the March for Life president, their profile, they're trying to say it, their new campaign for January's March for Life is that pro-life and pro-woman isn't in conflict with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they totally miss the point. I mean, there's a lot of women who are pro-choice who themselves would probably not choose to have an abortion. I would be one of those people. But for a lot of reasons other than, you know, if I was in a place where I didn't know I could take care of a child, I probably would have an abortion now, knowing what I know. I don't know. They're trying to sell it. They're trying to sell this load of crap. There's a lot of things I think about this, and I'm just not being very coherent right now. But it really makes me upset that I see the church trying to angle this study, mm-hmm. which it was a church drawn study. They're trying to angle it in a way that they say, well, how should we sell Christianity to these women? Because we should be more accepting of women who are pregnant, not because, you know, not for the fact that they're not ready to become a parent, but we can go ahead and adopt children. They should keep the child and have it and put it up for adoption, or should you keep the child and marry the father, or to, you know, we can support the mom who's unmarried. And I just go, I don't understand why I don't know.
Yeah. What this breaks down to is that 7 in 10 women, that's 70%, who've had an abortion are religious and their preference is Christian. Now, this is the breakdown of it. And this was kind of interesting. Christian Catholic, 27%. That was the highest. Christian Orthodox, Russian American, Greek, 2%. That's fairly low, but it's still balled into the whole 7 of 10%. Christian Protestant, 26%. Christian non-denominational, 15%. Jewish was at 3%. Mormon Latter-day Saints at 1%, because, you know, they try to force you to do things you don't want to do. Muslim, 2%. Same thing there. Hindu, 1%. Buddhist, 1%. This one didn't surprise me. Christian Scientists. Those two words are mutually exclusive. I'm sorry. That one was at 0. Either there's no one at a Christian Scientist who's getting an abortion at all, or the number is just so low that it's not even a blip on the radar. Jehovah's Witnesses at 1%. Now, that one kind of surprised me. Unitarian, Unity churches or religion, that's at 0%. Atheist was at 4%. For those, all those combined, because those are Christian, against atheists, only at 4%. That's spectacular.
Well, I think that atheists might acknowledge that they're having sex for a lot of reasons,
mm-hmm.
and so they would use birth control very, you know, thoroughly, and the need for the abortion
right
less.
And there's a couple here that were kind of threw me. Other, 3%. I don't know what other references. No preference, 7%. Here, this is the one that whenever I see this, just as it's a self of it labeled as it is. This one just kind of makes me want to scratch my head and then hit myself with a hammer. people who just recognize themselves as agnostic. I'm sorry. When you just say you're agnostic, this is a whole other situation for me. When you just say that you're just agnostic, you might as well just say to me, hey, I'm very. Okay? I'm just very. Okay? Very what? Please elaborate. Anyway. but you know, it says here in the article, it won't be surprising to most that on the left that Christians that kill people in order to protest killing are hypocrites. But this is a nice survey to pass around to your more religious friends, since it is conducted by a Christian organization, and you can at least get around that usual right wing rhetoric device saying that your evidence is biased against the church.
Yeah,
which is
excellent.
That
filter
right
would be down.
Yeah, that filter. Yeah, it's going to go left wing bias. Nope, right wing bias.
Nope.
This is your religious groups saying this.
When you read that, don't you kind of wonder if it had been somebody that maybe it's almost the numbers might be smaller.
That's possible.
You know, since it's religious organization asking the questions, I've wondered that. I'm like, is this higher? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They would think they would want to skew the results, but I'm surprised that they actually recorded at least a little bit more. I bet you they were going, wow, damn, I wasn't expecting that. So.
Dawkins dug in the chat room. It's a shame that next day pill wasn't available in Mary's time. We had been spared 2,000 years of zombie Jew worship.
Or she just fucking told the truth, you know. there's a lot wrong with that part of the Bible, but I digress at this time, because I could go on for tirade for an hour on that just alone. So. But
oh, come on. You know you want to.
Yeah, I know. I do want to, but I'm not going to.
I already rambled too much.
Why does everyone keep thinking I'm a troll?
We have a segment here. It's called True or Troll. If you have not caught our segment before and this is your first time listening to it, well, we're going to break your True or Troll cherry tonight.
Be prepared to be amazed by my ignorance right now.
Now, let's see how well you do at home and take your fingers off the Google machine and try to figure out if the story is real or the story is fake. Let's see how you did. And if you want to comment below in the comment section here and tell us how well you did. Okay, first headline. Mom took daughter out for an egging rampage, police say. Is this a true story or is this a troll story?
True.
That is correct. That's from Huffington Post. Okay, our next headline. EPA urges nation to develop new air source. Is this a true story or is this a troll story?
Troll.
That is correct. That is from The Onion. Okay, next headline. Starbucks Christian Joshua Feuerstein outed as masked indie wrestler Bronco Beefcake. Is this a true story or is this a troll story?
I want that to be true.
No, that one is a troll story. That's from the nationalreport.net.
Lucha Lucha, no. I'm denied.
Denied. Okay. All right, next headline. This building won't stop screaming, and it's driving people nuts. Is this a true story, or is this a troll story?
Troll.
No, that's actually a true story. That's from the Huffington Post.
What?
Yes. There'll be a link over at packardpokesat.wordpress.com with a link to all these stories so you can read them yourself. All right, next headline. Parents dunk children in cow dung for its medicinal properties. Is this a true story or is this a troll story?
True.
That is no actually, way. That's actually correct.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's a little sick. I don't know why people would want to do that, but you can find out later on. Okay, next headline. Huckabee suggests only refugees who can recite verses from the Bible can enter the U.S. Is this a true story or is this a troll story?
True.
No, that is a troll story. That is from newslow.com.
Dang it.
Next headline. Goat becomes pals with tiger who was supposed to eat it. Is this a true story or is this a troll story?
True.
That is correct. That is a true story. That's from ABC News.
Okay.
Our next headline. Wi-Fi signals can interfere with prayer, warns Church of England. Is this a true story or is this a troll story?
I'm going to say troll, but I'm sure it must be true in some of those rag magazines. Troll.
That is correct. It's from the News Biscuit. All righty. Next headline. Fiorina calls to allow suspected terrorists to buy guns if they declare they are not Muslim. Is this a true story or is this a troll story?
Oh, damn it. True.
No, that is a troll story. That is from newslow.com.
Every time.
All right, our next headline. Arizona man picks up girlfriend from prison in stolen truck. Is this a true story or is this a troll story?
True.
That is correct. It is a true story. All right, our next headline. Sarah Palin on Bristol's second pregnancy. Virgin Mary also got pregnant without a husband. Is this a true story or is this a troll story?
Oh, God. Troll.
That is correct. That is from newslow.com. Oh, the previous one was from UPI.
Okay.
Okay, our last headline. School has funeral when classroom skeleton turns out to be human. Is this a true story or is this a troll story?
True.
That is correct. And that's from the Huffington Post. How well did you do out there in listener land? Did you get these right? How many did you get wrong?
Good. Damn those clown car people.
Yes. The clown car, they you think they said it all and then turns around. Sometimes stuff they say is true, but sometimes, you know.
I'm not sure what they say is true and what they say is false is very much different, though.
That's true enough. All right, well, we got to get out of here. I want to thank everybody for coming to the show. We'll be back next week with our regular longer show. And we also have a guest in 2 weeks for our Okay, Let's Talk. And then we're going to be taking the week of December 25th off. So a little programming note for future reference.
Something's happening on the 25th?
Yeah, I think it's Arbor Day. I forget what it is.
Something about trees.
Yeah, it's something about trees. There's something with trees in that. I forget what it is exactly. So.
we yank babies from the tree.
Yanking babies off the tree. I don't remember that being part of Arbor Day. Oh, well. Anyway, we'll see you next week. This has been Pecker Pokes that we just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.